So can you, I'd like to actually, I was thinking to explore maybe that, the kind of the sense of mentorship and admonishment a little bit more. Like, it's interesting, like in both the suttas, you know, it's the path of practices or living in communities, like mutual admonishment, mutual rehabilitation. And also thinking back to like the Vinaya and Upatthaking, part of the duties, if I recall correctly, is that of the junior member is that if he sees his senior acting in unskillful ways, to use skillful means to try to let him know, or so, I mean, I can especially see like in maybe a more traditional Asian context that can be really, it takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. Yeah. And so, but I mean, obviously we are all, you know, in this community, we all point things out to each other to one degree or the other. Can you talk about what the what's important when pointing things out or admonishing people?
Well, I mean, one is being really sensitive to the situation, because if you point out something to somebody that is you know, troublesome or that they and if. One, if it comes from a really, you're just sort of totally frustrated and fed up, and then you blurt it out, it usually doesn't land very well, even if it's true, but it just doesn't land very well, and so it's not very useful on either side. So that being willing to wait for a proper occasion and also wait for a proper time, that internally one feels one's not just speaking out of kilesa, one's own kilesa. And Rajanamaro telling a story about, this is the old days of like Chithurst. How many years was it that a monk waited to... Was it him? Was that Ajahn Amaro?
He waited like more than a year to point something out to,
yeah.
I think, Lumpas Meo, if my memory was right.
Yeah. So it's just where it was sort of either the, you know, the upset or the kind of feeling of emotion around it settled. So that's a really great example. Because also, you know, especially in Sangha, you know, generally, well, I mean, we're not going anywhere, so it's you have to really be willing to take it on for one's own transformation, as well as that goodwill towards somebody else. Yeah, and there's the classic say guidance that Ajahn Chah gives you know, don't admonish somebody before the meal. It's after Pindabhat, before the meal. People are hungry, it's not the best time. So I mean, it's just very practical, and the time and place is really important, and one's own intention and mood at the time is very important. So it goes both ways, and that wish to. Because especially it's, you know, you're still thinking in terms of the individual's welfare and happiness and the community's welfare and happiness. So it's really important to be casting it in that light rather than just acting on an impulsive aversion that is based on one's own kind of preference of how you'd like that person to be, and that or one's view and opinion how they should be, and that usually, you know, ends up messy. that really training oneself in thinking is the Buddha does set that up in the Vinaya very clearly, that the duty of the senior to junior, junior to senior, they're mutual. They're in the Vinaya, it's basically the exact same phrasing. But the idea is to be trying to encourage people in the holy life for their opportunity to free themselves from suffering.